end of Chafei Yemen Aleph. Samura says, Amai en Kedusha Chal Aleihem. Why is there no Kedusha Chal at all on a Tumtim V'Adrugnis? Hey, to have a meaner is that it's talking about, let's say, a Vlad of a Kotchim. Let's say the mother was a Chattis and now gives birth to a kid, the Tumtim V'Adrugnis. So the question is, why isn't Kedusha Chal on it? Like, it's not its own Kedusha. It has its mother's Kedusha. So Amai en Kedusha Chal Aleihem. Samura says, Ksover Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel holds, Ksover Shem Gamliel, that Vlod is Kodeshim, they have a Yosin and Kodeshim. I tell you, he holds that of a Chat that, let's say, gives birth, or even a Korban Shlom gives birth, the Kedusha is only Chal after it gives birth, but not when it's in the mother's stomach. So therefore, since when it gives birth, Rashi says, therefore, Hilkach ain't Shem Kedusha Chal Aleihem. Therefore, you can't have any Kedusha to be Chal on a Tumtum via Drugnis. They're not fit to have any Kedusha. And the Mora says, because the Yis, like what I didn't tell me and think, that Yav Shem Gamliel holds, Mimeyimahen Kedoshin, if you have, let's say, a Behemoth Chattis, or a Behemoth, or a Korban Shlomim, a Nikeva, and let's say it becomes pregnant after it has Kedusha. See, if you tell me now, as soon as it becomes pregnant, the Vlad, like it has Kedusha on it right away, if so, Amayen Kedusha Chalaleim. So now, when this Tumtum Vadrugnis is born, why shouldn't it have Kedusha? Like in the mother's stomach already, as soon as it's being formed from a chattis, so it should have kedushas chattis on it also. For the mahotav stetinu, kedushasa diyamayu. The kedusha of the mother is chal on it as soon as it's created. Rashi says, mishas haschol yitzirosa, it starts to be created. Korpurta purtikot, every little bit that's created, that's formed, has kedusha on it. So why would it say in the Mishnah it's not chal kedusha at all? Elishmamin, here must be a proof that the pshat from Shem Gamliel is he holds that v'lod de kodshim, that if a behemoth kodshim gives birth, you have a chattis nekeva or a shlomim nekeva, when they give birth, the lachur is be'aviyosin en kodshim. The kedusha is first chal upon the v'lad after it's born, not when it's in the mother's stomach. So therefore, first, since that bichal after later, that's a Shem Sfar that said that it gives birth to a tumtum v'yatrugnis, nothing is doing. There's no kedusha at all. Now the Gemara says, the high Tana, this Tana, Savar, that Vlodi Kodshim and Mei Ima Hen Kedushim. I'll bring you a Tana that holds not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but this Tana here holds that the Kedusha is Chal as soon as the animal is born, formed inside the stomach. That the Vlodi Kodshim are Chal, the Kedusha is Chal, but Mei Iman. The Tana Rabbanan, not like this. The Pasuk is not like this. Ilu Nem, the Pasuk word just said, Bechor Lo Yaktish, that you should not be Maktish to Bechor. Pasha the Pshat is talking about that if you have a Bechor that's born, so you can't be Makdish it for another Korban. If you have a Behemoth, so a Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor, and you can't be Makdish it for anything else. The Mura says like this, Ilonim of the Pasha would have just said, Bechor la Yaktish, Hayi Sem, I would have thought to say like this, Bechor la Yaktish Hakdeshis, that a Bechor cannot make any Kedush at all. A person that's a Bechor cannot be Makdish any animal. That's what I would have thought to say the Pasha means. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Ish Oisoi, is Oisoi to Makdish, just means to say that the man cannot be Makdish the Bechor, a Bechor animal. Avu Makdish or the Bechor Agdashis, but if a person, a Nodim, that's a Bechor, he could be Makdish or the Kabonis. Now, Vyadain, still I would say, Hu Lo Yakdish, that maybe the Odom a Bechor cannot be Makdish or Bechor Behema, to give it a different Kedusha. Maybe somebody else that's not a Bechor altogether, if he has a Bechor animal born to him, maybe he could be Makdish to make him into a different carbon. Therefore, Talmud the Apostle says, no, Behema. That Behema is Sakti. We're talking about a Behema. Meaning to say, this animal, if it's a Bechor, there's no way to change the Kedusha. You cannot change his Kedusha to another carbon. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yakdishenu Bebetin, Enochanami. That you can't make Kedusha Bebetin. That means when the Uber is in the mother's stomach, maybe now you cannot make give it a different Kedusha. Talmud Lemna, the Apostle says, Ashe Yevuka Lashem, means when it comes out that has Kedushas Lashem, then you can't change it anymore. So we dash in Mishe Yevuka Lashem, Iyatamakdish. Only after the Bechor comes out of the mother, when it has its Kedushas Merechem, when the Bechor comes out of its mother's rechem, then it's Chal Kedushas Behemer on it, a Kedushas Bechor, and then you can't be Makdish to make it into any other Kedusha. Avo, but you should know, Ato Makdish Bebetin. But Kol Zaman the Bechor is in the mother's stomach, is the kedusha not chal yet on it, so therefore it's like chulin, and if you want, you can be makdishet a different kedusha. You can make it into kedushas oila, and then when it comes out, it's not chal, kedushas bechor on it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, you saw this the pshat by a bechor behemo, yochel maybe af vlodi kola kodeshim kain. Maybe there's the cloud by yol karbonis, any nikevim, when he gives birth, it's the same halacha, that maybe the vlad of a chattis or the vlad of a shlomim is first kodesh only after it's born. And therefore, when it's in the mother's stomach, if you want to be makdish the fetus for a different kedusha, maybe you could, just like by bechor. Talmud Leimano, the pasuk says, ach, cholak. It says, ach, bechor. Only by a bechor is there such a halacha like this, that the bechor is before it's born, you could be makdish it for a different kedusha. But once the behemer is born, then a bechor, you cannot be makdish for something else. But ach says, only here by bechor you have this halacha. But by shar kodshim, even before it's born, the locher is of Vlad Chattas or of Vlad Shlomim, you cannot be makdashit for another carbon. What's the reason why not? Alma, we see this time holds, Sviralim, that Vladi Kodshim, not that the Vlad in the stomach of a Chattas or in the stomach of a Shlomim, Mimeya Imai Henkadoshin. As soon as they're created and formed, they have a Kedusha on them. So once it's called a Kedusha Chattas or Kedusha Shlomim, you cannot change it for different Kedusha. Hadigmor says, Oma le Rav Amram, le Rav Sheshes, Rav Amram says to Rav Sheshes like this, Oma Rala Bechor, let's say somebody sells upon a Bechor, he has an animal right now, that's the first time he's giving birth, and he's afraid it's going to be a Zohar, he says like this, Oma Rala Bechor, Im Yitzias Rubai, at the same time when Rav of the Bechor comes out, that's the second when the Gdushas Bechor should be Chal on it. So the person says, Im Yitzias Rubai, Oila, I want it to be a Korban Oila now. So, what's chal? It's like if we would have set a korban oila before it came out roiv, avada the oila would be chal. If we would have set it a second later, it's too late, it's chal already kedushas bechor. But now, the same second that it's supposed to be chal kedushas bechor, you also want it to be chal now kedushas oila. So, the question is, which one is stronger, which one is chal first and pushes out the other one? So, once for us, so the child is oila heavy, is this a korban oila? Oy bechor heavy, maybe it's a korban bechor. What's the swara? Oil heavy, once for us, it should be a bechor, or it should be an oil. So the Al-Gira says, the chol purta, purta, the konofik, who kolo. And the Gura takes out this lashon chol purta, purta, every little bit. But it means to say the korban oil maybe has more kedusha to it, because the whole thing is burnt. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So if it was the shalom of asachas, where the kedusha's oil, kedusha's bechor, should be chal, I'll tell you kedusha's oil is chal. That's one swara. Oy, maybe no, maybe oy bechor heavy. Maybe should be chal kedusha's bechor. The Chaporta puts the Konofik b'Masayihu, like it's staying in the form that it's supposed to be. This animal right now is supposed to be a Bechor. So that's a Sfer, that should be stronger. An oil is something new you want to make it, but by itself really it should be a Bechor. So since what should be by itself, maybe that's stronger, that's Chal and not the Bechor. So that's the Shaila. And not the oil, I mean. Lishnachrin, another way of saying the Shaila is like this. Sheken Kedusha Chal Olayu. Once we're to say that the oiler should be chal, because that's the kedushas oiler that's chal as kulo Hashem, or then maybe no bechor heavy, shekain kedushas merechem. It's hard to say the kedushas bechor is because that comes out by itself. You don't have to be makdashit. It's not you just be makdashit. By itself, when a bechor comes out of the rechem, it has its kedusha. So maybe that's stronger, that should be chal first. So that was the shayla. So Amulei said back to him, so Rav Sheshis said back to Avram, Mighty Berlecho, what's your Shiloh over here? Mighty Berlecho. The Hurahainu de Boyu, for this really is Ilfa Shiloh. That Ilfa said like this, Ilfa asked his question, what's going to be? Omar al Halekit, if somebody is collecting, cutting down his wheat on the field, and he says upon Lekit, Lekit we know is that while you're cutting down the wheat, the pieces that fall on the floor, you have to leave them for the Aniyim, you can't take it. Somebody says upon this Lekit, this piece of wheat that's falling down now, Im Nishiris Rubai. Means when rove of the piece is about to fall down. So when rove of it falls down, then it's chal, that second it didn't lek it on it. So now the same second that rove of it falls down, the yonah says like this, he says right away, yay hefker, he wants it to be hefker. The locher is, once you mafka something, then it's not chal lek it on it. Lek it is only if it belongs to you. If you mafka it, there's no din lek it. So here he said the word hefker the same second that the lek it should be chal. So Shalom is, which one is Chal? One Svar is Leket Heve, a hefker evi. Is it leker or is it hefker? Leker to shekeng to shosay v'dei shemayim. Leker is chal by itself as soon as it falls down to the floor. When rebev it falls down, so it has a din leker on it, you have to leave it over for the aniyim. You can't take it yourself. Oidilma maybe no, hefker heavy. Maybe it's better, it's more stronger than din hefker to be chal. Shekein zoichem bo aniyim v'yashirim. Once you make it hefker, then the pshat is whoever wants could come and take it. Not only a noni, even a nosher. So maybe hefker is a stronger adin than leket. That was Rav Hilfer's shayla. Now this, he was pushing and said like this. For Yom Rabbi, Abaye said, Mighty boiler, what is your real shayla? The svara should be simple, that divri harav, for divri talmud, divri mishaimim. If the Rav says something and the Talmud says something, who do you listen to? Avad, listen to the Rav. Like if Hashem says something or an Adam says something, Pshiti, we listen to Hashem. See, by leket, that's a mitzvah haTorah. That's like Hashem is saying it should be leket. If you want to make it hefka, that's what you're saying. So Pshiti, we listen to what the Torah says, what Hashem says, that it should be leket. Here's the Hachinam here also. Divrei Mishaimim. It's a shalosh should be chal gdushas b'chor. That's chal by itself, like Hashem is making it into a b'chor. Or should it be chal gdushas oila, that you, the ben Adam, wants to make it into an oila? So pshita, the svar is, it should remain a b'chor, that's like a gdusha that Hashem puts upon it. So about a divrei mishaim, listen to what Hashem says, rather than what the Adam wants to do. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, ha'ime v'loda shelzu oila. Somebody says the vlad, because you have a pregnant behemoth here. And you say right now that you want the kid of this behema to be an oila. And v'hi shlomim, but you want the mother itself to be a korban shlomim. So you have some a pregnant cow here, and you speak out like this, that you want the kid to be a korban oila, and the mother to be shlomim. So the dvar of kayom, that everybody agrees it's okay, the mashmir, you could be makdish and uba by itself, because we hold now, uba lav yerechimohu. The uba is considered like a behema by itself. So you could be makdish first the uba, the fetus, and then be makdish the mother. What's going to make you say a lashon like this? He shlomim. First you say the mother should be shlomim. Now by saying that, mashma first, that everything, even the kid should also be shlomim. Then you said no, vlad oila, that the vlad, the kid should be a korban oila. So rei ze vlad zivche shlom divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds like his whole toughest lashon rishon. And therefore, since first you said he shlom, the mother should be shlomim, that's like saying those things should be shlomim. Then when you said the kid should be an oila, it's too late. It's already chala din shlomim on the kid. Therefore, you can't change it anymore to make it into an oila. That's Rav Meir. Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says not like that. Omer Rav Yosi, im l'chein niskaven chila. If really this was what's in your mind at the beginning, when you started to be makdish this pregnant cow, you had in mind to make just the mother a shlomim, and the kid, the fetus, you wanted to make an oila, and chlam mitzchal that way. Because ho yil sins, you can't say two words at the same time. You can't say the mother and the kid at the same time. You have to say one after another. So therefore, the verb kayomim, like both words are kayim, we don't say you only meant the first word. We say you meant both, just you can't say both at the same time. But what's going to be v'yimishiyom arezu shlomim? First you said arezu shlomim, which is mashmi, you want the whole thing not to be shlomim, the mother and the kid. And then nimlach, then you come and change your mind. When you say vlad oila, that you want the vlad to be a korban oila, harezu vlad shlomim, it's too late already. Since first was chalak dusha shlomim on the kid, on the fetus, you can't change it anymore to make it into an oila. So it says like this. Omer Reb Yechon, Yechon says, hifrish chatis muberis, if somebody sets aside a chatis muberis, you have a nikeva that's pregnant, and you make it into korban chatis. Viyolda, and then it gives birth. So lochur is, and you know, you are makdish the chila both. You are makdish this pregnant cow, let's say, for a korban chatis. So it's like you are makdish both the mother and the kid. Therefore, the lochur is ruotsa bo mischaper, ruotsa b'lvod mischaper. Either one you want to use for the chatis is good. My time. What's the reason? Because ksav Rav Yechon holds im shiura mishayir. If you want, you could only be makdish the mother and not the fetus. You don't have to be makdish both of them. You could leave over the fetus. What's the hezba? Because he holds uba lav yerech imayhu, that the fetus is not called attached to the mother. It's not the mother's yerech thai. It's like two separate things. If so, therefore, even if you go to be makdish both of them, the mother and the fetus, it's like you are mafresh to chatchila, two separate chatois, and for achrayis, for a guarantee that if you lose one, you use the other one. Therefore, in such a locha, the din is, rotzim eschap. If you want, you could use the mother for the korban chatis, rotzim eschap to chavret. If you want, you could use the other one. But by yamafresh shnei chatois, here also, if you want, you could use the mother, if you want, you could use the vlad. Yeah. So Rav says, Moisiv Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar has the kasha on Reb Yochanan. Moisiv Reb Elazar. It says in our Mishnah that if you say he shlomim uvlad oilo, hareze vlad shlomim. That Reb Mei holds, if you say the mother should be shlomim, so that, and then you say you want the kid to be an oilo, so it's only chalak dusha shlomim. The question is why? V'yisakadev to tell me and think that you yimishayir, that when you makdish the mother, that does not make the kid automatically Kaddish. The kid is like an entity by itself. If so, Harezev Vlad Shlomim, what does the Mishnah say? It should be a Vlad Shlomim. Harezev Shlomim, boy, the Mishnah. Even if it's like a May holds, when you first said Shlomim, you mean to say both should be Shlomim. So what's the Lashness of Vlad? It's not a Vlad Shlomim. The Pshat is right now, you have this pregnant cow, and you're saying Harehi Shlomim. So according to Rabbi May, it means you mean to make both of them Shlomim. So the fetus inside is not called the Vlad, it's not Kaddish because of the mother, it's Kaddish by itself, you mean to be Makdish to Vlad itself. So Rabbi Mashna, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that you cannot be Makdish to Vlad itself, it's just that you Makdish the mother, and the Vlad is like part of the mother. So Mar says, no, Omer of Tavlo Bar Mino, Omer of Tavlo says like this, Omer of Tavlo, Bar Mino, excluding this right, there's no right in our Mishnah. Tehi, Ha'omar Rav, Rav says in Echnami, the Tana, when Rav learned this Mishnah, he told to the Tana, like whoever taught it to him, Tani learn, Harezu Shlomim in Echnami. The Mishnah means to say, Harezu Shlomim in Echnami. Because we hold, Uba is Lav Yerachimahu. So the Uba, the fetus, is like a piece by itself. So therefore, when you first makdish both of them, you mean to be makdish both of them separately. So the Vlad is not a Vlad Shlomim, but the Vlad itself is a Korban Shlomim in Echnami. Yeah, may have another kashan of Yechanan. It says the Gemara in Gittin, Hoimer l'shivchosai. If the Yodin, the master, says to Shivcha, Harayat Shivcha, I want you to remain a Shivcha still. You're still my maid, but Vlodcha ben Churin. But I'm giving you a shtash shichur that she's a pregnant Shivcha now. And I'm telling you right now, I want to free your baby. The baby inside should be freed. So it's like this. Imoisa ubra. If she is like a pregnant right now, so zochsaloi. She could receive the get shechur, and the kid inside becomes freed. When it's born, he's a free person, a ben chorin. She remains a shivcha. Now it's like this. Iyam with bishleima, im shayir ena mishuf. Now tell me not like Rabbi Yochanan, that the uba, the kid inside, is not a separate thing. It's called part of the mother. Meaning to say, uba yerech imoi, that the vlad inside is part of the mother. And the havmina right now is the same din applies by behem, applies to another mosa, both the same svaras. So if you tell me now by a person, by the Shivcha, that the Vlad inside her is called part of her, so Mishimachi, therefore, it's very good that Zochsalai, that when the Odin gives her the Shtar Shichrur, she could receive it for the part of her goof, for the part of the baby. It's like the master gives the Shtar Shichrur to his Zevet and says, I want a free hair for you. See, here also, this mother, the Shivcha, is made up of two, she's one big thing. She with the kid is together. So when you want to free the kid, it's like freeing half of her, so it's good that she could accept the shtar shichur. Well, Mani, who's this called like this Mishnah then? Rabbi Meir, he goes according to Rabbi Meir. Kedatanya, like, we learned like this.